This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, March 21st. God's word to you today is big picture. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel 3:26, and it says, "Then Nebuchadnezzar came as close as he could to the door of the flaming furnace and shouted, 'Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here.' So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped out from the fire." Genesis 50 verse 19 and 20 from the New King James Version says, "Okay, Joseph said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good.'" This was the same Joseph that was hated by his brothers. They intended to kill him, but ended up selling him off as a slave. Still, Joseph was not bitter. As if that was not enough, Joseph again experienced the fire of betrayal in the house of Potiphar and again in the prison. Yet Joseph knew that the story of his life was not about him, but about God. And God does not need any man's help to glorify himself. When people fail to realize this, that is when they start thinking that they need to help God. God does not need any help. Joseph remained in Egypt even after his promotion. Many people would have loaded chariots and horses and taken a ride home in full regalia. Some people will convince themselves that they need to go and show forth God's greatness. They will cook up spiritual reasons to gloat at their brothers, the Potiphar's, and everyone that betrayed them. Joseph was secure in God, in God's plan and timing, and in God's method. Joseph stayed in Egypt, faithful to what and where God had placed him. Joseph loved his father. He loved his brother Benjamin. His heart ached for them. He passionately loved his other brothers that sold him into slavery, but he stayed where he was. There is just so much in this, and I pray that God will unpack it for all of us in Jesus' name. Spend time studying the story of Joseph and pay attention to his responses in the fire. Study Daniel 3, 1-30 and pay attention to the responses of the three Hebrew boys and see what God reveals to you. To put it mildly, the king was not pleased with the three Hebrew boys' refusals to bow to the gold statue. They were about to fall out of favor and incur the wrath of the king that had treated them so well. Have you been in a similar situation? And how did that unfold? A lady said, "The man that paid her fees through school said she was free to marry anyone, but she must first go to bed with him as a compensation for his labor." How do you turn your back on someone that has done you good and now wants you to sin against your God? It was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's roots in God that gave them the courage to defy the king's order and to risk their lives. You need to know that while God can use men to help you, your help is not in any man. God alone is your source, and he is the only one capable of doing you good without any conditions. Let us pray. Lord, give me the grace to be focused on you and faithful to what you would have me do. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.